Right now, it is time to bring in, of course, Kristen Turndotter, who is going to be joining us because it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Good morning.
It's a little rainy here.
Yes. I'm not quite as exciting as the tropical storm coming over, but the August issue is at least out.
Well, you actually do. You actually are as exciting because one of the main stories I wanted to focus on when we talk about Main Street Magazine, like you just said, the August edition is out, is the return of Saperstein's, which is a really great story that introduces you to the person and the idea behind the Saperstein's being reoccupied.
Yes, yeah, so Andrew Westerlund, some of you may have noticed that Westerlund has been in Millerton for a couple of years. They were part of the Meta 44 kind of co-op that they had on the corner of Main Street and 22 for the last couple of years. And so she or her business, they bought the old Saperstein's building and were swift in moving in and setting up shop. And what I thought was pretty interesting, too, is that she moved her warehouse from, I think, Brooklyn to the basement, which is, I know, and since Lou Saperstein decided to retire, so many people had talked about, oh, my God, this huge building. Excuse me. What can be done with it? Because there are restrictions with, you know, this septic system and stuff like things like that. So it can't be a restaurant, but there's a huge space and the whole basement is enormous. So I thought it was a pretty fateful that she was able to utilize that space fully because that's now her warehouse.
Well, you know, people forget, though, when you walk down those stairs about the old Saperstein's, exactly how big it was down there.
It was enormous.
It didn't seem so big up because there was a lot of merchandise and, you know, you went through lanes and everything. But when you went downstairs, you really got to see the amazing size of that building and the purposeful. And it's great to see it being used to its full capabilities again. And by the way, not affect the town negatively with parking or anything like that.
That was another concern that both the kind of the village authorities as well as some of the businesses had, because there was you know how it goes around small towns. There's a lot of scuttlebutt around, and so there was talk of, oh, someone's going to put a grocery store in there. Oh, someone's going to do this, and the first thing that everyone says, grocery store. Well, what about parking? But there's plenty of parking in town. Sometimes you have to walk a little bit, but there's, you know, we have side streets and all of Century Boulevard. You could fit, you know, 1,000 cars up there.
Well,
so
I'm glad you said that because people have said that to me all the time. What about parking in Millerton? And I'll say, no, wait. Let's just not talk about parking in Millerton because, A, you have South Center Street. There's a parking lot there. You have the parking lot that's by Harney and the Chinese restaurant, that parking lot. You've got actual parking spaces on the street itself. Then you've got Century Boulevard, as you say. There is plenty of parking there. And the great thing about the parking in Millerton is it is all quite walkable, by the way. It's walkable to restaurants, to retail shops. It doesn't matter. Millerton is uniquely arranged for something like this, and that's what makes Millerton such a great day trip town.
There is, as you say, plenty of parking. I think most people don't realize, just like you said, on the first street, you said South Center Street, there's a whole parking lot dedicated to the rail trail there. You jump right on, you walk a couple of feet and you're right on the rail trail. So whether you want to park there and go on the rail trail, or if you need parking and you're just going to town, you jump on the rail trail and walk right past the Irondale Schoolhouse and you're already on Main Street. The Harney and Sons Tea parking lot, that's technically for customers of Harney and Joanne Scazzo's Country Garden and Florist and that whole thing, because that's why they have their little signs up, because there are so many folks who just park there and stay for the day. But, you know, there are, as you said, Main Street, there's the side street, Park Avenue. There's so much parking. It's just the mentality, oh, my God, there's no parking on Main Street. There's no parking to be found then. But the two are not synonymous.
Well, it's one of those things that I've always said that Millerton has handled so well. So it's a great story. So if any of you folks are wondering about what's going on at Saperstein's and you haven't seen it or been there, it's a great story, not only about the store itself and about what's going on there, but the people behind it as well. And that's always nice to see. when you get the full, the backstory on the story.
Exactly.
Now, there's a second article there, because I, since the pandemic's been on, I don't watch news. I watch.
Good for you.
I watch a lot of different things. I have to listen to the news because I'm on the radio in the morning. But I stay away from the news and regular TV when I'm home. But I've gotten into watching these home improvement shows. Okay,
they're good, aren't they?
What's interesting is they you see them do all this work. You go into all these houses, but one of the things that is highly important are when you purchase a house or when you're going to do having a real legitimate home inspection done.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're looking at, that can make or break a deal. You know, it'd be great if you have, you know, your contractor who you trust and, you know, can believe in everything, you know, have him or her look at the place and tell you exactly what's what. But then the inspector comes in and, you know, they're all, you know, for your insurance, for the bank, there are all kinds of things that, you know, these different phases of purchasing or even selling a house they need to go through. And even if it's a house you're selling, you may not be aware of some of the stuff that, you know, regulations may change or what have you. So Christine did a great piece here on what to expect from home inspections, because we're having a major boom in the real estate market, as most of us know.
And by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, where we take a couple of stories each week out of the basically that I look at that I find interesting. And one of the final stories that we'll talk about this morning is titled "What a Trip," and what it's all about is basically a day trip that goes up into the Hillsdale area and the Berkshires of Massachusetts.
Yes. So Dominique has been with us for quite a while. She is actually one of the founders and former owners of Hudson Chatham Winery. So that's why you may have noticed in this article, she has a little bit of wine talk as well. But, you know, I know her personally, and I know she's from France and she's used to traveling a lot. So this year for her, she was like, you know, well, I can do socially distanced day trips with my girlfriends. And so this was one that she had pitched to me, and I loved the idea. It's like, some of us don't want to go anywhere on our usual vacation. So Dominique has brought us here a couple of places that you can go with things, you know, just to give you a different perspective. You know, take your friends or your family, whoever's in your circle, and you can, you know, do a whole trip about it. That's just kind of about you guys and exploring, you know, as she went to look at some art and then eat some great local food. So there's so much, you know, the art region has so much to offer, and it's just a matter of kind of sometimes thinking outside the box or just looking at things a little sideways and, you know, seeing it a little differently at the potential that can be had. And so I love Dominique's piece for that fact, and just her positivity and, you know, joy always comes through in her articles. So I'm glad you picked that one, because I felt that when I read it.
Well, when I first saw it, I thought it brought me back to my childhood. My father was in show business. And so when he traveled, like, to be at the Fountain Blue in Florida in the wintertime, we'd go. When he went out to Las Vegas, we'd go. But in the summertime, where my father was in the Catskills, basically, we wouldn't go anywhere. So my mother would plan day trips with us. Now, this is not what the day trips that we used to go on were, like Fort Ticonderoga, all these places. And my mother would take us on these day jaunts. And then when we got back, you know what she would make us do? She would make us build projects about what we had just seen. So, like, when we went to Fort Ticonderoga, we all had to get together and build Fort Ticonderoga. But day trips are so important, especially nowadays with the pandemic and everything like that, where you don't want to go far, where you want to stay close. And there's people seem to forget that we're in an area that people come to vacation in.
Yes, and we've gotten such an influx now of new residents who just love it up here and feel safe up here, and there's so much to do. You know, just like, you know, Dominique's talking about here, and I've talked to some other folks who own some kind of entertainment or especially outdoors places, and they are packed. And it's, you know, not just the influx of new people, but all the locals who are like, you know, we're staying here. Let's enjoy where we live even more.
Well, and then the final thing I have to talk to you about is the picture on the magazine cover. That is a dragonfly, right?
It is.
How is that picture? That is an absolute stunning picture.
Thank you. That is our very own Laszlo Gierszak, and quite coincidentally, Noble Horizons is featuring him today on their social media in Picture Your Best Summer. But Laszlo is incredible at nature photography, and I'm so proud to have him, you know, share his some of his photography on our covers. And we were trying to, you can't believe sometimes the work that goes into finding the right cover, because sometimes we see these photos and we love them, and Laszlo or Libby will send them to us, and when we plop them on the cover, we're just like, that doesn't work. It's just amazing. As soon as you put it on the masthead, it just, sometimes it just doesn't fit. And so we go through, you know, sometimes Laszlo will send me 10 pictures. Sometimes he just has to send me two. And we went back and forth because we had some bees. We had some, you know, we were just trying to find the right fit for August and to represent August. And I leaned very much towards this one. And then, you know, the office crew, they were like, I don't know. And so when we changed the color of the street and the dot in our eye, as soon as we had that, they were like, oh, okay, yeah, we see it. And, you know, just that little snap of color from the sampled from the dragonfly's eye. But I think it's a little different. It's a little, it's, you know, kind of a micro shot. And I thought it was something spectacular.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And what's great about it is it's not going to lose on your magazine. Of course, it looks great on the internet, but on your magazine itself, it doesn't lose anything because of the quality material you print on.
Yes, our printer does a phenomenal job. It's so clear.
No, really, it doesn't lose anything. You could actually frame it if you wanted to and put it up as a regular picture. It's just outstanding.
We've had some folks do that.
Well, once again, it's Main Street Magazine. It's on your newsstands, the August edition, and also online, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. And stay safe, everyone.
All right, take care. That is a Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio, mainstreetmag.com on the web. And like we said, available throughout the tri-state area for free at area locations.